Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Adriana. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, is this one of the like main supervisors or whatever?
I'm sorry, repeat your question one more time.
Is this like one of the supervisors?
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on between my parts and my checking account.
Okay, let me take a look into that for you. May I have your last name, please?
McCall, MCCAW.
And the zip code of where the order is being sent to?
63463.
And may I have you to verify your first name and the shipping address?
It's Joshua. And it's 3240 County Road 193, Philadelphia, Missouri.
And this is for the Ghostbusters buildup?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you having troubles with understanding payments, or is there an extra charge that you see?
Well, I've got charged for parts that I haven't received. And I have no tracking information, and it was been almost 2 weeks ago.
Let's see. One moment, please. Okay, so I'm reviewing the account, and I do see here that on the 28th of January, there was a shipment sent to the warehouse. It physically left here with us on the 7th. Tracking stated for that order that it was delivered on the 9th at front door, that no signature was required. And then we did receive a request for a replacement to be sent out. Oh, I'm sorry, that was kit number 54 for that replacement. So the original order that you were charged for was delivered, but you stated you didn't receive anything. Is that right?
I didn't get issue 54 on that. But, like, I think I received that, like, in the very beginning of February.
Mm-hmm.
On February 9th, I had a withdrawal on my account for $95 and some change. I think it was February 9th.
Okay, because I see here that the $95.76, most likely the charge that you see on the 9th was for the shipment that was sent out and delivered on the 9th of February.
How can I get, usually they charge me when the parts go to the warehouse, not when I receive them.
When they go to the warehouse, they're only in a pending status. We don't confirm the payment, or we don't push the payment to go through until we've confirmed that it's physically left here with us. The way that we've confirmed that it's left here with us is when we receive the tracking information from the Postal Service. We received that tracking information on the 7th of February, and it's probably just now showing on your end on the 9th.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And I do see here there was a replacement for kit number 54. Yes, that is still currently processing. As soon as we've confirmed that that has left, we will email you with the tracking information for that.
All right, whatever. It's just not making no sense whatsoever. Because usually they take the money comes out of my account, and then like 2 to 3 days later, I'll get a tracking number.
Yes, sir. I understand. But unfortunately, we don't push the charge to go through until we've confirmed that it's left here with us. And we didn't receive confirmation of it leaving here until the 7th. And that's when we push that charge to go through. And it's probably just now posting on your account on the 9th.
Why would it show a charge after I've got my parts?
Because
it usually takes 2 weeks for me to get the parts.
Because it never was charged when it was sent out originally, because we didn't get the tracking information until the 7th. and it was delivered to you on the 9th.
All right, that actually makes sense then. All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. And thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Have a wonderful day.